Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Happy days, although today feels like something of a sad day because Gary Marshall, the man behind iconic TV series of the 1970s, such as Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley, he died yesterday in Burbank, California. He was 81. Marshall got his start as a joke writer, but moved on to producing and directing some of the biggest hits in Hollywood on the TV and the big screen from the 1970s all the way through to these days. And NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans joins us now with more. Eric, good to have you back.
Hi.
So I was looking, reminding myself of everything that Gary Marshall touched on TV. Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, The Odd Couple. The list just goes on and on. Tell me what you loved about his work.
Well, he had this ability to sort of combine really funny comedy with really heartfelt emotional moments. And that was the one thing, the one thread that I think kind of wound through all the stuff he did. You know, The Odd Couple was his first big success on television. And, you know, Neil Simon, who wrote the play, the award-winning play that it's based on, didn't want it to move to television, didn't disparaged the show at first because he didn't really watch it. And then when he was encouraged to look at it, you know, you could see it was a story about the friendship between these two unlikely guys, almost a love story between two guys who really had a close friendship despite their obvious differences. And you could see that kind of sort of heartwarming, you know, Happy Days was the story of a friendship between the Fonz and Richie Cunningham. And Laverne and Shirley was the story of a friendship between these two women who were like sisters. And, you know, you could go through Beaches and you could go through, Pretty Woman, and mm-hmm. you could go through even Nothing in Common, which was a film that a lot of people don't necessarily recognize as his, with Tom Hanks and Jackie Gleason, a father and son who reconnected with each other. That thread runs through his work.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioning Happy Days, Henry Winkler, of course, who played the Fonz, sent out a tweet saying, "Gary Marshall, rest in peace. Thank you for my professional life." I mean, I guess we could also credit Gary Marshall with launching folks like Robin Williams into the stratosphere because he, of course, starred in Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, you know, I listened to a lot podcasts and interviews with Gary, when I heard that he had passed. And he talked about Robin Williams was a street performer who had really almost no professional credits when he got hired to play Mork from Ork on Happy Days. And Gary said that he added that character to Happy Days because his young son at the time didn't want to watch the show because there were no space people in it. And so Gary decided, you know, okay, I mean, we're going to add a space person, but they couldn't find an actor to play the part, and they stumbled on Robin Williams, and he turned out to be, one of the great comedic talents of our generation.
Yeah.
And, Gary Marshall had a talent for finding talent and, gave a lot of great actors either their first exposures or crucial exposures. In terms of, you know, Rob Lowe tweeted about how Gary Marshall hired him when he was 15. I mean, you know, this guy had an eye for talent that I think kind of got overlooked because he was so funny and so self-deprecating.
Yeah. You know, Anne Hathaway also in The Princess Diaries, another person who could probably credit Gary Marshall with helping launch her career. I mean, you mentioned some of the other movies, Beaches, Pretty Woman, A League of Their Own. I mean, really, the list goes on and on of like movies everyone has seen.
A League of Their Own was his sister,
Penny Marshall.
Penny Marshall.
Right.
But you know, he gave her a showcase in Laverne and Shirley, and she got to see him work. And so when she went on to direct movies, there was almost a sense, you know, she was coming up under his wing, and she directed Big and A League of Their Own, I think. I think she became the first woman to break the $100 million mark in revenue for a movie.
Well, that's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans helping us remember Gary Marshall, a man who really helped shape TV for a generation. Eric, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.